Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Another thing going on this morning, the Tony Award nominations were announced. Very bright and early for people who usually work at night, since they came out around 8:30 this morning. But the nominees were probably happy to forego a little sleep to get the good news. Joining me now to review the nominations is Time Out New York theater editor David Cody. Hey, David, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
So I guess the big news is that the musical Once got 11 nominations, and It's kind of an unusual show for Broadway, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a sort of a what you might call a chamber musical. It's going to be going up against Newsies, which is Disney's latest musical, so it's going to be almost a, you could say, David versus Goliath type contest. But Once started small down at New York Theater Workshop on East 4th Street. I was not a huge fan of it, although it's got a lot of good qualities, a very beautiful score, two charismatic lead performances by a guy named Steve Kazee and Kristen Milioti. There's a lot of talent up there. And it's going up against a great big, you know, box office giant.
And it's,
so we'll see.
Started as an independent film, an Irish independent film, I believe, turned into a musical. And that's been a kind of reverse trend lately, right? Leap of Faith and Newsies and Ghost, movies that then became plays.
Right. That definitely has been going on, you know, for a long time. I mean, of course, the producer is about 12 years ago, or 11 years ago, maybe it was. Was a big one in that category. I mean, it used to be that musicals were based on novels or stories or, you know, various media like that. But now it's movies and sometimes TV.
I saw that Death of a Salesman could set a record if it wins for best revival of a play. It's up against Gore Vidal's The Best Man, Masterclass, and Wit. Do you think Death of a Salesman is a sure thing?
I think the safe money's on Death of a Salesman. It's a terrific production. All the elements come together beautifully. And as people may know, they used the Mike Nichols, who directed it beautifully, used the original set and original incidental music from the 1949 production.
And the record, I guess, is that it won Best Play, Once Upon a Time, and then it's won Best Revival in two previous incarnations, and this would be the third.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great work of art that, you know, unless you really screw it up, it kind of dominates the race. The other shows in that category are nothing to sniff at. I mean, the Best Man is a really good revival, actually, of a play that could look like a sort of chestnut from 1960 about the presidential race, but it's actually got a terrific cast and it's a good production. So, but yeah, Death of a Salesman and Philip Seymour Hoffman are kind of leading those races.
Some other news from the Tony nominations today: only two minor nominations for Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark, that troubled Spectacular. Peter and the Starcatcher got a lot of nods. And I'm curious about some of the African-American-oriented plays. We've talked on this show about Stickfly, and I'm doing an on-stage after-play talkback with cast members this Friday night for Clybourne Park, which got four nominations. So there was also Mountaintop. How did the African-American plays as a group do?
Well, I mean, not so well. Yeah, you mentioned the Mountaintop and Stickfly. Neither of them really got... I mean, did Stickfly get any nominations?
Stickfly got one. I don't know for what. Mountaintop, I see, got zero.
Yeah. I mean, those were two very eagerly anticipated shows that didn't do so well. I don't know what to draw from that, except that I saw both, I reviewed both, and they weren't, you know, in the play category, they weren't, for me, the most outstanding plays or productions. There were, you know, Clybourne Park and Peter and the Starcatcher, just on a sheer writing level, were more impressive. You know, but it doesn't mean that there isn't a lot of African-American presence on Broadway. I mean, you have, of course, Streetcar Named Desire with a multiracial cast, which is a sort of an interesting new trend that's been happening. Back in, I think it was 2008, there was a Cat on a Hot Tin Roof that was an African-American cast.
Streetcar did get one nomination. Porgy and Bess, we should add, got 10 nominations.
Yeah, I mean, that was there was a time when people weren't sure if Porgy and Bess would make it to Broadway, because Stephen Sondheim, of course, wrote a very long, blistering letter to the Times after reading a story in which the new creative team for Porgy and Bess were quoted as he seemed to think that they were correcting the musical with their revisions and rewrites, and he wrote a very sort of snarky letter to the Times. So people actually wondered whether that would stop its run. But no, it came here, and it's really a lovely production. It sparks all these debates about whether properly representing the music, is it more of an opera or a musical? But I think that the show definitely holds up.
And these Tony Award nominations out today, just for Broadway, there's still a separation between the Tonys and the Obies for off-Broadway. In our remaining 15 seconds, does that make sense anymore?
It's a perennial debate. I think that there are just too many shows out there to have a single, monolithic award for them. I think it's healthy to break them up into different categories. The truth of the matter is, a lot of shows that started off Broadway moved to Broadway this season. I think there are about at least seven uh-huh. shows, like Venus and Fur.
So social mobility is possible, if nowhere else, from off Broadway to Broadway. And I'm sorry to say we have to leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
Great job, David Cody, Time Out New York Theater Editor. Super compressed and super substantive. Thank you very much. And
thanks, Brian.
Listeners, you can see the whole list on our website, wnyc.org.